So Berkeley is trying to become the first city in the nation to require retailers to put stickers on cell phone packaging that would warn people that the devices may emit cancer-causing radiation. On the line with me is Councilman Max Anderson. Good to have you with us. How are you?
It's good to be with you. Hi.
Well, San Francisco tried this and got slapped right down. So the difference between what you're trying to do in Berkeley and what San Francisco tried to do is what?
Well, the difference is they were slapped down by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that rendered an unpublished ruling. So it doesn't apply anywhere else except San Francisco.
But you still live within the Ninth Circuit, so...
Yeah, well, we live within the Ninth Circuit, but it's not applied to us. Let me explain to you a bit about the ordinance. What we're trying to do is provide the consumers with some readable information that's understandable to them that allows them to make some decisions about cell phone usage. And we're also promoting safer use of cell phones in general, and that is to use a cell phone with caution, with some distance between the device and your body. And that can be accomplished by a headset. It can also be accomplished by, I think there's some products out on the market that help shield the radiation. There's a wealth of studies now that are emerging from the World Health Organization has just issued a warning about cell phone exposure. Consumer Reports is warning consumers to reduce their exposure to cell phone radiation. But we're trying to promote a wider dissemination of this information. Much of the information is contained in the tiniest of print in the brochures in the cell phones packages themselves.
Is there any hard information at all, though, that they actually cause cancer? Because I haven't read.
These are precautionary measures that have been studied by scientists. Let me give you an example. Yesterday, 53 scientists in Canada signed a public declaration warning people about the use of wireless devices and their potential deleterious effects on them. People need to know that this science is out there. It's emerging. Several countries, including China, Russia, Italy, Switzerland, and Israel, and some Scandinavian countries, have issued guidelines that are 100 times more stringent than Canada and U.S. guidelines, based on their scientific work. Well, what the essence of this is that the public has a right to know and be informed and make decisions about what devices that they're using, products that they're using, and so forth.
So are we going to put this on baby monitors, too? Because I read the thing by the Canadian scientists. Well, actually, there are scientists from 18 nations.
Our ordinance calls only for cell phones.
And why is that, when the group that you're talking about also called it for baby monitors?
Well, that's just one group. We're talking about scientists from around the world. I named you all the countries that have taken measures. Even France and Germany have reduced it.
I've got to tell you, I'm not saying they don't cause cancer, because I know, unfortunately, the cancer field all too well, and I know because people say, well, if it caused brain cancer, we'd be seeing brain cancer by now. And no, you smoke in your 20s and you get lung cancer, not in your 20s, you get lung cancer in your 60s.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, no. And, so I know that well. I knew Peter Jennings well, and, you know, I saw what that brings, and he had actually quit for a number of years. So you don't get cancer right away from something. It doesn't work that way.
No, and we don't have the studies yet that are longitudinal span 15, 20 years, because the advent and the increase in the use of cell phones has just skyrocketed recently. So and people use them differently. And we're trying to establish some kind of informational baseline where people can make some prudent judgments about usage, how to reduce their exposure to the radiation, how to use headsets, and how to keep them out of the use by children and pregnant women. because those studies really have not been done in a longitudinal.
No, but the radiation is really short. A pregnant woman would have to be, basically her fetus would have to be having the conversation for that really to be a danger to her.
Not necessarily.
Why?
Not necessarily.
I haven't seen a study that makes
a body someplace that's close to her abdomen. Some women put them in their bras. Some men carry them in their front pockets. And there's sperm reduction scientific evidence related to that.
Max, can you put warnings on things? And again, I know that we are, there's no denying we're a couple of decades from finding out anything, but a lot of this, there was one study that followed 420,000 cell phone users over 20 years, and they found no evidence of a link between cell phones and brain tumors. There was another one that found a possible association between cell phones and cancer of the salivary glands, but it was very small. There was another one that said there was no increase in brain tumor risk at all, but of the people who had brain tumors, they were more likely to get glioma, which is a specific kind of tumor. But that's been about it in terms of hard studies. Now, can you put a warning on something?
I mean, these 53 scientists were from 18 nations.
Right, but they're just saying maybe, possibly, we don't know.
Yeah, well, that's the point. If you don't know, you operate with precaution.
So this warning would mainly say, look, don't. You know, I wonder, by the way, if it's, between you and me, I wonder if it's already dated because, most people don't even have long phone conversations on their cell phone anymore. They're either using Bluetooth or they're texting. A lot of people under 30
Bluetooth,
don't actually have
Bluetooth
phone conversations at all.
I'm sorry. Bluetooth carries certain risks with it in and of itself. The Bluetooth devices that you electronically connect with your phone are constantly looking for a Bluetooth signal. And so if your phone is on and you have a Bluetooth device in your ear or elsewhere, that signal is constantly being transmitted. And so we're trying to not scare people, but just have people exercise some precaution and have the information they need to make rational decisions about the usage. That seems to be a valid function of any public health effort.
I think probably the big warning you could put on cell phones that would save the most lives right now is don't be looking at the damn thing when you're driving or crossing the street, because that's where people are definitely dying.
Well, that certainly constitutes a risk as well. But what the sticker that we propose putting on there, after we've sent it to our health commission and to the city manager's office, they're going to come back in September with some proposed language. And we have a Harvard law professor that's going to pro bono work on this for us to reduce the cost to the city. But the need is out there. The proliferation of these devices and their uses is unaccompanied, for the most part, by any kind of information warning the public that they should use some precautions. So this is an effort to inform the public, give them the benefit of the doubt, and have them make some decisions based on information they can research.
Where would you put the phone? Because let's say you use a headset. Okay, good. And that's your suggestion. Fine. And a lot of people do, especially people who don't just talk on the phone, but listen to music on it. So, or podcasts. And so if you put it in your pocket, we might be dealing with, according to you, possibilities of sperm problems or fetal abnormalities or something like that. Can't put it in the chest pocket because you're talking about people putting it in their women, putting it in their bras and all. So where the hell do you put this thing?
There's starting to be some manufacturers coming up with shielding devices that shield your body from the radiation. Something you put around the phone that directs the RF radiation outward instead of towards your body. That's a good start. But it needs more research. It needs a serious effort on the part of the telecommunications industry not to hide information from the public, but to help the public use these things successfully and safely.
All right.
And
Well,
and I think this is an effort most of us can appreciate.
All right. But it's a thing to put a sticker on. It's informational. It's not a thing to, you know, ban their sale or anything like that.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
It's information. It's consumer information that people need to make rational decisions about the usage of these phones.
Let me ask you one last question. You think that people who drive while texting and people who are crossing the street while looking at their phones are capable of making rational decisions about something that's only a possibility of possibly making them sick of one day when what they're engaged in doing day to day could probably get them killed?
Well, I think the state has issued regulations governing the use of cell phones while driving.
Yeah.
And that's a good step forward. It's a little bit more difficult to tell people that they plug their earbuds in and they walk across the street and they're oblivious to all their surroundings. That's going to be a source of education for the public in general.
Usually,
have to start someplace.
Yeah, usually you get that education when you find the words Ford embossed backwards in your forehead. But let's see what happens with this. We'll follow it. Councilman Max Anderson from Berkeley, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
You got it.